You ever seen a sargassum fish?
No. I know what sargasso gas is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a pop-eyed one.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I think it has little arms.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
You saltwater fish?
I have. I don't usually. I haven't had time. Last 4 years.
Well, I hadn't fished as much as I want to in the last year, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah.
We debated going yesterday and didn't.
Mm.
I didn't feel like driving.
Yeah, driving. I know if I drive about 150 or 180 miles or something like that, I'm tired. I'm really tired.
Yeah, well, it's 120 miles to Fernandina from home.
Yeah.
And it's not too bad, but I just didn't feel up to it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't done much bottom fishing, but I planned to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start.
Bottom fishing, I don't think I've ever really done that. It's where you get a weight and you let it get the bottom, and you got another one that lets it come up from the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that work pretty well?
I don't know. I haven't done that much of it.
Hmm.
We like to set a record, I think, catching kings. There was three of us caught 223 kings.
Mm-hmm.
And one day and the next morning.
Wow. How?
Just continuously.
Mm-hmm.
We got in a big school,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed in. When we got there, we stayed in all day.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning, got up and went back out to them again, about 10 miles out.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 1,200 pounds of fish.
Mm. Wow, what'd you do?
Give them away.
It took a while to give them away, I bet.
But no, it didn't take too long. But it as far as I know, that's pretty near a record.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good fish story.
Yeah.
We caught them at Mexico Beach and the lady that runs Fish House. They all saw them.
Mm-hmm.
We counted them there.
Yeah.
And she keeps a log on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the teens of boats went out.
Mm-hmm.
And we caught as many as all the rest of them put together.
Wow, that's incredible.
Boy, that was something.
Yeah, they're using all sorts of things like sonar and everything to find fish. That's kind of bad because you can fish it out.
I know. I got one on my boat, a recorder,
mm-hmm.
Raython recorder, sounder,
mm-hmm.
and it's a trick to reading them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
But now, once you catch on to them, I tell you, they're worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
The one I've got runs about $300, and it's considered a
mm-hmm.
cheap model, you know, or small one.
Wow.
But you can get them on up $2,000 or $3,000.
Mm-hmm. I know that lobsters sometimes go in schools, or they go to the thing along. You know, march across the bottom.
Is that right?
Yeah. Sometimes if you can find a march, they do that between Miami and... I think they're in a lot of trouble now. The Cuban fishermen in Miami usually get the school, you know, get the... They march a line, like, on the bottom.
Is that right?
Yeah, they really do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do. And, they're the spiny lobsters. And,
mm-hmm.
now the Cuban fishermen are kind of... They're getting in a little...
Loading up on?
Yeah, and the Bahamas is, they're trying to keep them out, and they're kind of getting, it's a lot.